This is Power Podcast UK with Jenny and Mark.
We're writing a book and we're having a tough time getting it done. If you find it hard to motivate yourself to do something, this is the podcast for you as we explore why we procrastinate and find ways to help us get our book finished.
Whether or not you're writing a book, making a film, painting a picture, or even motivating yourself to do the housework, join us. Let's find a way to get this stuff done.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to episode 24 of POW Podcast UK, Procrastinate All Right. I am here with Jenny.
Hello.
And we have a super duper Star Trooper episode for you today. We are going to be talking about reading for pleasure versus reading for task in a challenge type of way.
A taskmaster.
Aye. So, Jenny, let's talk a little bit about how we came to decide what we're going to be, why we're going to be talking about this today.
Well, I think it's mainly because I spent last year reading a lot to try and beat someone's husband.
So you were in a reading challenge for all of the people listening that don't know.
Yeah, so they don't know I did a reading challenge. Well, it came about because I don't think it wasn't ever like we sat down and I, you know, approached, this is a friend of the show, Gemma's husband, Scott, and said, I'm going to beat you next year, because it's well known that he reads a lot. He reads all the time. And I think because it came up so many times in our conversations with Gemma, I said, well, I read a lot too. And she said, oh, well, he read this many books last year. I think he read 60 in 2017, something like that. And I was like, I've never recorded how many books I've read. It's a bit easy for him because he has a Kindle, so he kind of knows, because you can keep track, can't you, what have you read?
Yeah.
Because I'm an analog reader. I've never had any idea how many books I read. So I thought, well, I'll make a note. And then it just turned into, I'm going to beat him. It's a challenge. It's a reading challenge. So I spent all of 2018 writing down what I was reading, having semi-regular updates with Scott through Gemma about how much he'd read. And then it was quite a competition towards the end. It got very exciting and quite stressful.
Why was it stressful, do you think?
It was stressful. And actually, Scott found it stressful too.
But where did the stress come from? Was it where was that coming from?
I think it literally. I mean, there wasn't a prize. There should have been a prize.
We should have created like a prize pot.
Maybe I will find a very small trophy and send it to Scott. I've probably got one somewhere. But because we made it into a competition, then you felt like you had to read, and then even when I stopped reading books that I found more time consuming to read because I was very aware of my total, especially towards the end of the year. But I mean, there's so many non-fiction books from last year I haven't finished because I started reading them. They took too long and I was like, oh, I'm wasting valuable time here. I just need to pick up some fiction and just read it. What can I read really quickly? Read, you know, and I don't think, although I really liked the books that I read, there's different types of reading, and sometimes reading can take time. It takes time to look at things and comprehend them, especially if they're historical or something you're not used to or something that's not quite easy going. And that kind of got forgotten in the moment of, let's just read all the books really quickly so I can win.
It's really interesting. So I guess you went from reading for pleasure for reading to get a book read.
Yeah.
And so it just changed the way that you were choosing what you're going to read.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's still times where I read a really good book and I read it in a day and it was a great book and I enjoyed it, and then I felt even better because I was like, ping, it's another number.
Done.
But yeah, it kind of changed what you wanted to read. Which is not so much fun. And towards the end, it got really stressful because I found out, I think by October, I found out that I was ahead of Scott, and that was exciting. Like, well, quite a few books ahead, maybe like 5 or 10 books ahead of him, and I got really excited. But I started a week before him, because I'm just crazy. And I started Christmas, not New Year, because I got a lot of books in between Christmas and New Year. And I got quite excited, But then because he knew what number I was on, he suddenly then read more. So by the week before Christmas, we were both on about the same amount. And I thought, oh, I've lost it now. So I tried to read a book quickly. But then it just felt like reading for reading's sake.
Yeah.
Not so much fun. So do you want to know my final total number?
Go on. Go for it, Jenny.
Drum roll!
We need a drum roll.
I read 78 books in 2018.
That's amazing.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
78 books in 2018.
That's way more than one a week.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. That is a total to be proud of, Jenny.
Thank you very much.
Your super reading
skills. Thank you.
What was your last book of 2018?
Well, this was a thing, because I was like, oh, God, oh, I've got to try and beat Scott. And then Nick was trying to help me. He's like, oh, I must have some books you can read quickly. And he's like, oh, read the Dane Gorman. That's quite easy. And
Jenny, I've got the Mr. Men Library. Go for
that's
it.
I know. I was like, what can I get away with? So I read America Unchained by Dave Gorman. It's my last book. Just nice. It's quite an old one. And it wasn't an easier read as it could have been. But it was nice. It was quite interesting. I've read it before, but it's nice to read it again. He's a very interesting, funny writer, so it was good. But I got overexcited because I read a book called Sunset Over the Cherry Orchard by Joe Thomas from the library about a week before. And I stopped doing that because it was such a good book.
Aww.
I loved it. It was about this woman who'd split up from her boyfriend, and then she found herself on a plane. She just landed in Spain and she was... No. I remember the story now. She... her and her boyfriend went to Spain to run a bar, but then he slept with someone in a band, stole her money, and then ran off. And then she was stuck there. So she ended up living in a shack in a cherry orchard and, you know, finding herself and working out what she wanted to be in life without her boyfriend, and incidentally falling in love with the super hot cherry orchard owner, who also was very Spanish and moody and rode horses.
Crikey.
Nice. And they had some hot lovin' as well.
Hot lovin'.
I love some hot lovin'.
Well,
it was a really good book. But I like devoured it. It was like, gone.
Well, dear listeners, if you want to get a taste of that book as well, we'll be adding a link onto our website, powerpodcastuk.blogspot.com. Click on the tab at the top, says Jenny's Reading List. And then scroll down to number 77? Or 76?
What number was that? That was 75.
Into the 70s. Number 75. Then click on the link. 75. That'll take you directly to the book. So you too can read all about the hot loving with the band on the aeroplane and the holiday in the shack.
It's really good.
But you know what's really interesting, Jenny? I know we're talking about reading for pleasure versus reading for challenge and another kind of motive to read. And when you choose the latter, it takes away some of the enjoyment. But it sounds like you really like that book. And it sounds like it was a benefit to your life to read it, to get that pleasure from it.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think that happens with every book that you read. And I think if you did something like this, you'd want every book to be like that. But they're not all like that. And you read books for different reasons.
Yeah, but they're not all like that anyway. Although I suppose you could stop reading a book if you're not enjoying it. But maybe if you feel like you're in a challenge, you feel like you have to finish it.
It's not that you're not enjoying it, but it takes a while. I've got loads of books that I'm halfway through because they're taking a while. And I could either have soldiered on, but if I did that, then I wouldn't have read so many other books.
Yeah.
So they're abandoned right now. So I'm hoping this year I can get back and read the ones which just, they're not as like, some are like popcorn reads and you're just reading really fast. You're like, no. Like, you know, like you're crunch, eating, crunch, right? Crunch. Some of them like eating ice cream. You're like, oh, it's all gone, yum. And then others are like, chewing a toffee or something, and you've got to really think about it. Oh, that's such a good analogy.
Or curly whirly.
Yeah, curly whirly.
Because I'm a bit convoluted.
Or
as well.
What else takes a long time? Some's like a lollipop. Some are like a gobstopper. Everything tastes nice. Some are easier to get through than others.
That's a winning analogy.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
The links between your sweets and your reading.
I do think it's like that, though. When you're in a really good book and you're just devouring it, it's very much like food.
It's in my mind. It's enriching your mind in the same way that food enriches your body of nutrients.
Yeah, kind of, but more it's about, you know, tasty.
Tasty.
Tasty, tasty, tasty knowledge. Or stories.
So do you think you'd do it again? But maybe do something different to change the rules slightly, or just change a different way of doing it?
I am still writing down what I'm reading. So I've read 6 books this year.
Oh my.
Because now
days.
I just really like it. I just really like it as a way of.
That's like a book a day.
Following. No. It's been like 2 weeks. No, it's not 2 weeks. No, I started at Christmas, so it's 2 weeks. Oh, it's okay. Fine. It's okay. Not too mad.
Jenny, you're on fire.
Well, I mean, 3 of them were Harry Potter's, but I got into it.
What do you mean, but 3 of them are Harry Potter's? That's amazing. 71 and 72 are Harry Potter's. So what was your other Harry Potter? You've done Half-Blood Prince and Deathly Hallows.
I did, but then Hector finished reading the Philosopher's Stone.
Aww.
Just before Christmas. It was a lovely, proud moment because he'd been reading it for months. So I thought, I haven't read that properly because I've read bits of it to him, but I thought I'd just read it all. And then we borrowed 2 and 3 from my mum's, so Hex could read those. Oh, they're just there, and I'll just read them quickly. So I just read them quickly.
Wow, Jenny. Did you love them as much as you loved them before? Do you think, wow, yes. This JK, she's well clever?
But even like all of the nuances you know now, they're all still there in the early books. I did really like that.
Like what?
It's such a clever thing. Oh, you know, things about Voldemort's family and things, and just little tiny hints about, like, the final book and the, you know, the power of love and blah, blah. And all the, like, especially in Chamber of Secrets, I think, when you see the young Tom Riddle and his kind of anger and the orphanage stuff and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
You don't know how much was in the grand plan or how much you brought into it afterwards, but, I mean, the way it's been woven right from the beginning means that you can read it again and get loads out of it.
So yeah, I find that when I reread them. It's like you're looking for the Easter eggs when you reread
them. Yeah, exactly.
But the first time you read them, you just read them and take them at face value. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's
good.
Such,
but I didn't.
She's
I
so
thought I'd like The
Prisoner
of Azkaban more. I really liked that one when I read it first, but it was all right.
Yeah, with the old family.
Yeah.
The Blicks. Blicks.
Blicks.
So are you gonna keep going until you've read all of them then, again? Cause...
But I've only got 4 and 5 to read now, haven't I?
Yeah.
I just got to go to my mum's and steal them as well. She'll never know.
Very good. So I think if you were to do it again, maybe you and Scott could approach like a half marathon and say, we need to read all of the top 10 books of 2018 as published by whatever newspaper. And see how long you can take to read them, because then that would be a challenge where you're both on the same track. So one of you isn't reading books that are 200 pages and the other one isn't reading books that are 400 pages. That way you're reading exactly the same. About who can do it faster or not, rather than quantity.
I don't think that would work, because although that's nice, that it all depends on how much time you have. I mean, I know that maybe if he's commuting, he might have time to read. But then, you know, I have more time. I have some random time during the day sometimes where I can just sit with a book for half an hour. So I've got a bit more time that way.
I know.
But also, I mean, he's going to be really busy for the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. So I don't know how much time he's going to have to read.
Do you know what, Jenny? I found the solution. I just thought it right now.
What?
The two of you, you've both got to go to a coffee shop one Sunday. You've both got to sit down at 10 o'clock and you cannot leave until it closes maybe at 4. And you've got to take with you 3 books, and it's who can read them the fastest. There we go. Then we will know.
The exact same books. We could just do that reading thing online. You know, the test for reading.
Oh, what? Where do you see how many words you can read?
Yeah.
That's not as much fun, Jenny.
We could just do that.
That takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've got... I mean, I'd like to spend all day in a coffee shop, but what about wee breaks? Are we allowed to talk to people? Are we allowed to eat?
Well, I'll be there with a stopwatch as well, or a coffee or something. And what we'll do is, if one of you need the toilet, I'll be making sure the other one stops reading. And then we'll start
like
at exactly
marathon.
The same time. Yeah.
I quite like that.
All in the hope of fairness and trans... What am I trying to say? All in the hope of... equality and transparency. That's it.
I'm working out who reads the fastest.
All in the hope of transparency. And I'll be getting your coffees for you. Ooh. And I'll be making sure you drink exactly the same. I'll be getting food for you, making sure you eat exactly the same.
Will you be paying for the coffees?
Yeah.
And the food? Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, yeah, I'm up for this. Yeah. Sounds great.
And we can bring people to come along as well.
Cheering.
And Gemma can come along as well.
Reed,
I need someone to talk to because you two are reading. we can bring the kids and we can I don't know, entertain them for 6 hours. It'll be fine.
Sounds amazing. Sounds like a dream. It's like a holiday.
We'll get people cheering. Keep reading.
Can we do it in a hot tub? Woo!
We might have to put you in a sound booth, actually, because if there's so many people talking, it might find it distracting.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do it in a capsule.
Maybe you should pay for me and Scott to go on a spa break with, obviously, Nick and Gemma, because it's unfair otherwise. So you need to pay for that.
Yeah.
And then we'll see how much time... You can go too.
You could just go in a capsule in London Eye.
Ooh, all nice.
Day, and I'll bring you coffee.
Yeah, just as we're going past, just chuck things in.
Yeah, I just wait, and I'll wave at you as you go round and round. And you're not sandwich. Allowed to look at the sights. You're not. We're just going because it's nice and quiet in a booth.
It's not very comfy, though.
Well, we'll take cushions. We'll be fine.
Can I bring a beanbag?
Okay, but only if Scott has exactly the same one. Otherwise, it's unfair.
Oh, one thing that did come out, though,
what?
Was whether listening to audiobooks counts as reading.
Ooh, okie dokie. I think this might be something we can thrash out after the break.
Let's do that.
Because I've got many thoughts.
You have thoughts.
So, we are going to pop along for a little break. I hope you enjoy the break. Our breaks are the best.
Go and get yourself tea, coffee, go sit on the London Eye for a bit. Great time.
Good take. Easy. Sorted.
Hey guys, did you know that if you like anything we talked about on the podcast, any books or films, we always put links on our show notes so you can go through to Amazon and have a look and maybe buy them if you fancy them.
You can find all our show notes at padpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. So find the link for the thing that we talked about that you thought, aha, oh, that sounds really good. I need to find out more information. Click on that link, it will take you through to Amazon and they will furnish you with all the information you need about it. The full descriptions, different formats. So whatever it is, whether or not it's a film, a book, go for it. Find all those links. Knock yourself out. Find more information.
Hey, if you've got Prime, you can have it the next day.
The next
day. What the service.
And if you have Prime, that means you can watch films and TV and stuff as well on your TV, which is really, really good.
That is very good, actually. Guys, go do it.
Have a look at all the information that we are servicing you with and that we are improving your lives by directing you to this literature or this film. Isn't that right, Jenny?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That is definitely what we do. Also, buy some dog food. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Did you enjoy your break? Sponsored by Mark's Coffee Shop. Everything's free. You just got to sit down and read the whole time.
Wouldn't it be amazing if in every break ever, a Kit Kat flew out of the device you're listening to?
It would be amazing.
Here's the break. Oh, and there's your break, chocolate bar. See, we wouldn't do coffee or tea because that could burn someone. But you could chuck out a biscuit.
How about like a bottle of pop? Maybe not a bottle of pop. A bottle of squash?
Or maybe a Froob.
Oh, a Froob. Everyone loves a Froob.
And a little plastic sachet.
Nice. Yeah, or a banana. Healthy.
Yep.
It's got its own packaging.
But you'll have to be careful when the break comes, because if you're sat with the device you're listening to right next to you, you might get hit in the face.
Yeah. Where would the little hole come?
Oh, it's magic. It's the magic of magicness.
The magic of snacks.
Yeah. They have no meaning. They just appear. And then they're gone in so quick. They defy time. Time and space.
Anyway, before the break, we were talking about whether audiobooks count as reading. It's an emotive subject in many ways.
Do you listen to a lot of audiobooks?
Because I don't believe it does. No, I don't listen to audiobooks.
Do you listen to a lot of audiobooks?
No.
You don't? Have you ever listened to an audiobook?
No. I listen a lot to podcasts and things, but I don't listen to audiobooks.
Why do you think this is, Jenny? Why don't you listen to an audiobook? What is the barrier preventing you from going, I'm going to listen to that book?
I think it is literally because I don't have a Kindle. So I only access my books, and normally through the medium of a book.
Are we talking about audiobooks?
And no one reads them out to me.
But you don't need a Kindle to read. Get an audiobook. Get from the library.
Yeah, but you need a CD player and stuff now, don't you? Or a
disc. But not on your Kindle. I can't listen to anything on my Kindle. It's just a Kindle.
No, I thought you can.
No, it's just a thing that shows words.
Oh well, I don't know. I just have never, ever.
Has the whole world opened up to you just now? You think, wow, I can listen to an audiobook.
Because, I still don't want to.
Because there's lots of apps you can get. I used to have when I lived up in Edinburgh, I used to have the app of the local library, and you'd download audiobooks from their library.
That's really clever.
And you're allowed, I think, 3 audiobooks at a time, and you had them for like 3 weeks, and then you had to decide if you want to renew it or put it back, and then at which point you could get another one.
That's really cool.
But I guess it depends on your local authority or whatever, but there's plenty of library apps out there that that they will give you audiobooks.
There's like Audible and things. There's loads of
things
that do them. But I think my problem is whenever I listen to things, I also have my brain going, and then I suddenly realise I'm not listening to the thing I'm listening to. I'm just listening to my own brain rattling on. And so I've lost things, and it's okay on a podcast because you can get back into it quite quickly. But with a book, I feel like I would be rewinding all the time.
Rewind.
I feel like when I'm listening, I'm doing other stuff and I'm not concentrating fully.
Mm.
Whereas with a book, you're concentrating fully. So I think it's a me problem.
This could be a super duper challenge for 2019.
Well, listen to a book. Ugh.
Yeah, because
it'll take me ages. I think because it'll take. Also, I read really quickly. If I've got to listen to someone speak, it's going to take me ages to get to the book.
But you can listen to them on double speed.
Yeah, you know that freaks me out.
You go.
I was listening to the Ed Gamble and James Acaster podcast Off Menu, which is really good. That's a recommendation. But I was listening to it the other day, and I was listening to the one with Grace Dent, and I managed to sit on my phone, and without knowing it, I put it on 1.5 speed, but not knowing it. And I got really anxious and frazzled, and I didn't know why, and it just sounded like everything was really quick. And then I didn't know why I was feeling like I had 6 coffees. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. And then one of the jingles came on, and I realised it was quicker than it should be. And I was like, what have I done? So I text you, and I was like, I don't know what's happening, but everything's really quick, and I don't know why, and I'm making me feel really anxious. You're like, have you put it on double speed? And I was like, oh, look, I have. So, yeah.
Oh, Jenny.
This is why I maybe shouldn't be allowed to listen to things.
That's why you should never sit on your phone. All sorts of mishaps can happen.
But I think wouldn't listening to something slow me down with my fast reading speed?
I don't know. It's
Or would it open up more time?
When you were at school, at infant school, or even secondary school, oh my gosh, flashback moments are about to happen, but I'm going to quickly say my point before I start talking about flashback. Do you remember when you were read stories at school?
Yeah.
Do you think it would bring back?
Do you remember the
memories?
Flower Babies?
I was just about to say Flower Babies. I was going
to
say.
I don't know how long we were read the Flower Babies to at school, but it seems like it was the whole entire like year 7 to year 11. We were just constantly read the Flower Babies.
But when you were Flower Babies, I think is a bad example for what I'm about to show. But when you were younger, did you find comfort in being read a story? Like because I remember in infant school we used to all sit round the teacher on the floor and we read a story. Do you think maybe if you're being read a story you get a level of comfort from it?
No. Do you?
I don't know. I didn't enjoy listening to Flower Babies at secondary school because we're all too busy laughing under our breath.
Because we listened to it for about 3 years and it never progressed.
But I think the enjoyment of listening to an audiobook also depends on who's doing the talk, who's reading out, and how you feel about them. So I remember when I listened to The Hunger Games on audiobook.
Ooh.
And I used to go for walks and listen to it, or I used to do the housework and listen to it. So I always had it in my back pocket listening. So I was kind of doing mindless activities or activities where I didn't need, where I wasn't in a situation where I thought, oh, I could pick that up and just start flicking through it or remind myself that I need to do work or whatever. I was able to kind of just tune into the the audiobook and listen to it. But OMG, the lady who was reading Hunger Games was so annoying. I don't know if I said this before, but she used to pronounce Katniss so irritating. And Katniss is the name of the main character. So that word comes up a lot in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's like it was always, every other word.
It was always, Katniss, Katniss. I was like, oh, can't you just say Katniss? What's wrong with that? It's a Katniss. It's like the elongated A and a hissy S and a annoying I and really annoying. And so
did
I
listened to the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's like a trilogy.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I because I got them from the library, and so I thought, wow, I'll give those a listen. And I was really into podcasts and everything at the time, so I thought it seemed like a natural progression. And so, yeah, I liked it. But to be fair, I haven't listened to an audiobook for such a long time.
Maybe that should be your challenge.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to choose it based on who's doing reading. I think it'd be good to read a Stephen Fry because I really enjoyed listening to Harry Potter with Stephen Fry.
Because he's got a nice book out, hasn't he, about...
Mythos?
I want to say Greeks.
Yeah, Mythos. Yeah. But he's got two. He's got two. I can't remember what his most latest one's called. But there's a Mythos and a Summit or another. Heroes is his new one. Mythos was his first. Mythos was his first one. And his most latest one that's out in November is Heroes. Ooh. Heroes, Mortals and Monsters, Quests and Adventures.
Well, we talked a lot about my reading challenge, so I was wondering whether this has made you think about setting yourself some reading targets or if you just don't care.
I think I'm leaning toward the latter.
Yay!
I don't know. I don't know if I would be able to do a reading challenge. I think I'd just be rubbish because I'm such a slow reader. I could defo do a podcast challenge. Defo.
Okay, that's your challenge.
Who can listen to the most podcasts?
I do that. I love that challenge.
But then sometimes you just get annoyed at podcasts and you just want to listen to music. Or at least I find anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes you have too much talking.
Yeah, and it just depends like who the guest is. I listened to, what did I listen to? And I loved it very recently. I think it was Fern Cotton's podcast. And she was talking to... someone I didn't think I'd enjoy it.
This is yes, that was the one before Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, this isn't very helpful.
What was her name? You said it was really good.
Right, I've got it here. Available episode. Well, the Dawn French one obviously is amazing because Dawn French can do no wrong.
A load of Fern Cotton's ones are really nice. She's got some really good guests.
Was it Wanda Canton? No, I don't think it was.
No, it was Wanda Canton.
Was it Zoe Sugg? That was a good one.
That was it. That was Zoe Sugg. You said was good.
That was a good one.
Because of the impact of social media.
Yeah, that was good. And the Gokwan good one is very, very, very good.
Yes, Gokwan is. Which other ones
are? I wouldn't say I'm a fan of Gokwan. I don't know why. You know, just some people, you just choose not to watch their show.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I thought there was a lot of value that they're bringing to their content.
Yes.
I liked it a lot. She's
very
good.
There was another one I really liked.
Is it Fern Cotton?
It is Fern Cotton, and it is, which one did I like? Is it Melanie C? I quite enjoyed the Melanie C. Oh no, I really like the Gary Barlow one.
Yeah.
I found that really interesting, and it made me want to read this book.
That was a good
one. Isn't that funny?
I'm waiting for, did you ever listen to Women of the Hour? Lena Dunham's podcast?
No.
That was excellent. That was really good, but they haven't done any for such a long time. Since summer 2015. Did you listen to Jamie's Christmas podcast? Jamie Oliver?
No, I haven't. No.
Jennifer.
I should do that.
Oh, I thought you'd have been on it as soon as I mentioned it to you. I thought, no, I know what I just told Jenny. She's ready.
I have signed up for Jamie Oliver's Jan plan.
A
Jan plan? He's deciding on my meals all month. Although, not all of them.
With jam?
But Jan. J-A-N. Jan plan.
Oh, I thought like marmalade.
Jamie's marmalade. I prefer a jam plan.
What
jam
jamming?
Every day. Oh, it's such a challenge, Jamie. How will I do it? Oh, no, strawberry again. Oh, man.
Oh, that's the best plan.
Not jam.
I'd love that. Oh.
But no, I will have to listen to Jamie's podcast while eating some jam.
Oh, yes. Just flicking through all my podcasts now. Another good one is Homo Sapiens.
Which one's that one?
Hmm?
Oh, is that Will...
Yeah, Will Young and Christopher Sumgood.
I like him.
The episode of Julian Clary was really good. I recommend it.
Oh, I need to get some new ones.
So, in the long and the short of it, I will not be doing a reading challenge because...
That's okay.
I can do drawing challenges.
Yeah, but you are really good with your drawing challenges.
Oh, thank you. Do you know what maybe...
You did amazing stuff.
Do you know what maybe we should do?
What?
We should do a writing challenge.
That would be useful for us to write our book. Rather than just distracting ourselves with other challenges. It's almost like we're procrastinating, Mark.
It's good to have a break, though. It's good to rest and recharge and make sure what you're doing is absolutely super duper.
Maybe what we should do is do a bit of research into finding good ways to challenge ourselves to write more and then come back next time, talk about them and decide which one we're going to do.
Okay. That sounds like we have just geared ourselves up for an excellent next episode.
I know.
Good ways.
It's almost like some thought goes into this, Mark.
I'm making a note of this. And listeners, you should make a note of this as well because you will not want to miss the next one.
That's like you might need to remind us what we're supposed to be talking about.
So good ways to challenge your writing prowess. No, that's about making your writing better. Good ways
just
to challenge
ways...
your writing content.
Challenges to help you write more.
Your writing. Good ways to challenge your writing moreness.
That sounds perfect.
So my eloquence goes beyond anything I've ever known. Ugh. Wunderbar.
Wonderful. I feel like I have to apologise for any noises of tree cutting down because they'd stopped when we started recording this and they started again. So
oh,
I don't know
no.
how much this is going to come through.
Are they cutting down all your trees?
No, like three doors down.
Oh, those three door down people.
I know, but I think they're cutting down all the trees. They've been here for 3 hours.
Save the trees, Jenny.
4 hours. I know.
I remember a time years ago when you would have chained yourself to those trees and you'd have had signs saying, leave the trees alone.
To be fair, I think they're just cutting down some branches. I don't think they're ripping up trees.
Oh, just from the roots.
I've got a lovely picture of me walking around and hugging a tree in December.
In this December?
Yeah.
Oh, Jenny, good for you.
Nick took it. I was like, I'm going to hug a tree. Take a picture.
Oh.
So I hugged a tree. And then I made him hug the tree. We all hug trees.
It's important to hug trees.
Yeah.
My art tutor, when I was at university, I had all my drawing lessons with him. And he used to take us off into parks. And he used to rub his faces in trees. He used to love trees so much. All we did was draw trees. We used to lay down on our backs with our heads at the trunk.
Yeah.
And with our... And we had these massive drawing boards, rest of them on our knees. And we just had to look up and we just had to draw what we saw. I mean, we weren't really able to look at what we were drawing,
yeah.
So we just had to kind of draw it.
Wow.
Passers-by must have thought we were loony.
He loved the trees.
He did. He was
did you get
such...
covered in bugs?
No, it wasn't. Well, maybe. I can't remember. But he was... He was a super inspirational guy.
Oh,
he
nice.
Made a massive impact in my life. God bless.
Because now you just love trees.
Yeah.
He hasn't died, has he?
He has died. He died. He died about five years ago, ish, something like that.
Oh my God. Oh, that's pretty sad.
He had some sort of, I can't remember what the exact term for it, but a degenerative disease, a little bit like MND, but I don't think it was absolutely that. He was in a wheelchair, but he's still creating art right up to the moment. He's called Douglas Jeel. I very much recommend you have a little Google for him. Douglas and Jeel, J-E-A-L. And right up to the end, he was making art, and he's made little sculptures of himself in his wheelchair. And he used to have an assistant that helped him put them together, so he could create all this work. He was a super duper man.
Oh, we'll put a link in so people can go and have a look.
Yeah, find something. There aren't enough superlatives for this man, in my humble opinion. So there. Here ends the lesson.
Everyone go and hug a tree.
Aw. I think this is concluding our episode for today.
I think we've learned anything here. It's trees equal paper equal books equal good time.
And don't always challenge yourself to that good time if you're not ready for it. There we go.
Oh. That's a massive life lesson.
We've circled. Full
if you're
circle.
Not ready for a good time, don't make yourself.
And that's what we should have said to you and Scott at the beginning of 2018, that we didn't. Lesson learned. Year's project, guys. That's our conclusion.
I need to write this down.
Write it
don't
down,
don't challenge
Jay.
Yourself to a good time.
Frame it. Quick. I'll turn it into a print.
I'll put it on my pegboard.
We need to get that into our book somehow. That needs to be the hidden quote in our book.
Okay. Yeah. What a good lesson to end on. Lovely. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We'll see you in a few weeks for more writing challenges and exciting stuff. But we're only going to challenge ourselves if we're ready for it. Right?
That's it. That's what we learned this episode.
Yeah.
Our first episode of 2019. What a way to continue the rest of the year. Enjoy the rest of your day, whatever you're doing, everybody. If you're, whether or not you are maybe on a beach, or maybe you're in the back of the class and you should be concentrating, in which case, just keep listening to us. Don't worry about the lesson. It's fine. Maybe you're on a commute, or maybe you are doing some washing up. Whatever you're doing, enjoy what you're doing. You can find us on Power Podcast UK, all across social media. And if you want to get to our website, it's powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. I will catch
Thank
up.
You very much, Mark.
Let's catch up again next time once we are going to be talking about good ways to challenge your writing moreness.
Yes. Cool. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Find all our show notes and links on our website, powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk, or you can email us at powerpodcastuk@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @PowerPodcastUK.
Please give us a like and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.